Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Brad Nortman. We are Kyle Brusten Nortman. Trying an exercise today. You guys can let us know. 800-990-3776. Is the show better or worse with Brad and Ben without their phones and Apple Watches?
Fascinating.
I'm good. I'm curious to see if it'll affect you. I want to know how much you'd be... How much you texting Lexi during the show?
I text her a little bit. Just quick ones.
I would love to know when it's a day where Brad's frustrated. If Lexi gets frustrated, tell Ben to back off or Kyle to back off.
She's not really in my ear for that, but yeah. she'll tell me if she likes something or I'm too much like Ben.
I think Kyle should allow you to check your phones during the break, though, because what if there's an emergency?
I'm looking at it with
a baby or something like that?
No, I'm checking their phones for you.
All right.
Like, I'm looking. I just let Ben know.
That's
he
a lot
had
of responsibility.
I'm a check for you.
If I miss a call and it's an emergency.
I'll check every break.
All right.
I got y'all.
Did anyone else, Brad, were you in the meeting yesterday or with our team? Mm. You were in the sports meeting?
Oh, no, I was. Wednesday morning, yeah.
Everyone's phone went off with the silver alert.
Yes.
Wait, what sports meeting was I not invited to?
It was a sales meeting.
Yeah.
You're not invited to that.
Sorry, Kyle.
Okay.
You're welcome.
My point
is,
silver alert, yes.
Everyone
got
it at the same time.
That's what's supposed to happen when an old person goes missing. They have something called the silver alert
to alert
people that a person with silver hair is missing.
Isn't it a little bit concerning that they can access our phone altogether at any time they want to?
Definitely.
I don't even know who they is, but they can do it.
Big phone.
It's the deep state.
Big phone out there.
Big phone can access all of our little phones to have them do whatever they want.
Can you shut those alert off?
No, you can't. I don't think you can shut them off. I think they can. They'll ask you if you want to continue to be alerted. That happened to me on Tuesday, and I accidentally pressed yes.
Like, they can alert me. I just don't need it to go because it earned on like 20 phones at the same time.
Well, it was important. Somebody was missing.
If they didn't get it again, does that mean they're back?
I don't know.
Do you think those help? Do you think anybody looked at it and said, "I got to make sure I keep my eyes out for"? Blank.
I have been when I was driving in a car when a child gets abducted.
For sure.
I look for the car, but I don't look. I just look around like, ooh, it's a green car out here with a license plate. What? Like, that's all I do, but I'm not going to search them like I'm the police. That ain't my job.
It's true.
You're a true outward.
You're a hero.
An outstanding citizen, Kyle.
I try to be, man. I try to be.
Now, this sound is weird. I'm not going to lie. What we're going to play next, I didn't have on my bingo card. Todd Gurley, the former Rams, I'd say star running back for like 2 years, and then he just like fell apart, got old, and was replaceable. But he was unbelievable in the year that they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. He did not play that well in the Super Bowl. I think he was hurt. I actually think he was hurt when they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. It was like
right.
a 13-10 victory for the Patriots back in like 18. But he had some comments about the Green Bay Packers, and I never thought Todd Gurley would be a good jumping off point, but it is today.
Like you said, you had a couple of guys that was able to, you know, get some money, but just looking at it far as like Aaron Jones, right, for me, obviously you have a little history with the Packers. You can correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm looking at Aaron Jones, obviously besides Jordan Love, I'm thinking he's literally their best and only offensive option. But
this is unbiased, guys, for everyone that's watching this.
Yes,
this is unbiased.
But then, like, for me, too, like, I love Josh Jacobs, but it's like, I feel like, damn, you got rid of Aaron Jones for Josh Jacobs? Like, I really didn't understand that.
Fascinating stuff from Todd Gurley on Kirk Benkert's podcast, the former backup for the Green Bay Packers. So I'll simply ask you guys, who's the next best weapon after Jordan Love? Because there is a fun conversation to be had here.
Well, first of all, it's a bad take by Todd Gurley. Just a bad take. The dude does not watch Green Bay Packers, clearly, because if he did, he would know that there's plenty to choose from of guys that can utilize in this offense that Jordan Love can lean on. And my guy, who I think is the next best offensive weapon, who's a darn good offensive weapon, is Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed, I think his skill set has only scratched the surface, and just scratching the surface from the 2023 season, he led the league in receiving touchdowns and receiving yards. Oh, yeah, how many times did we use him in rushing ability? So the guy can catch.
Over 100 yards.
Over 100 yards.
Over 10 yards a carry.
He is the absolute Swiss.
Might have been over 20 yards a carry if LaFleur didn't do it five times in the same game.
Yeah, let's just use it in times when actually we're going to be effective. So to me, it's Jaden Reed, because he is the Swiss Army knife of this Packers offense. He could be the Debo Samuel that this offense needs, where he can do anything. He can block. He can rush the ball. He can certainly run routes, catch, and score for big yards, small yards, wherever. Open space, contested balls. He is my guy that's like, you know what? If I'm going to put the ball in Jaden Reed's hands, I know there's going to be a play to be made. And I think we're only scratching the surface. He can do it all. So give me Jaden Reed as the next best weapon for the Green Bay Packers.
No, I ain't mad at that one. Y'all understand how much I was hurt when Aaron Jones was cut by the Green Bay Packers. I was confused. I was lost. I was reacting. You know, I was lashing out because I lost somebody that meant a lot to this team, was the heart and soul of this football team. And I agree with Todd Gurley in the sense of Aaron Jones probably was the second best weapon on this team last year, and he helped be a catalyst to lead the Packers to the playoffs last year. But the reason why I'm okay now with Aaron Jones being gone is because they replaced him with Josh Jacobs. They replaced him with somebody who's younger. They replaced him who will now be the guy who will be the second best weapon on this football team. We all know Josh Jacobs has power. We all know he's a violent runner. We know he's strong. We know that he led the league in rushing a couple seasons ago. He is the new guy that is going to strike fear into defenses. They're going to have to choose between loading up the box and trying to stop Josh Jacobs, or they're going to have to let Jordan Love shred him. That is the choice that teams have, and that's why Josh Jacobs is now the second biggest threat. When teams plan for the Green Bay Packers, they're not just planning for Jordan Love. They're planning on how are they going to stop Josh Jacobs from falling forward and leaning forward and always getting the one-plus yard the Packers need in order to pick up that first down. So it's easy to me that the newcomer, Josh Jacobs, is the second best player in the team offensively, and he also is getting paid like it as well.
You know, I'm going to have to go with A.J. Dillon here.
versatile, man.
Whatever you need.
You need to trip 1 yard before or right at the last scrimmage, we got you. Man, I'm being mean now. It's Friday. Don't do that, Ben. I want to put a poll up on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Outside of Jordan Love, who will be the Packers' best playmaker in 2024? Brad says Jaden Reed. Kyle says Josh Jacobs, and we'll give another option, but I want to leave another option because I actually think it's Jaden Reed as well. I really do. I think he was probably, I mean, he was the most consistent. He led the team in receiving yards as a rookie, and he made a lot of big splash plays and the versatility. I see Justin saying he's more of a poor man's Tyreek Hill. I disagree. I'd say he's more of a poor man's Debo. And I don't even like the word poor man's. I think he's just a smaller, petite version of Debo, right? Like, Debo is the 49ers versatility guy.
Beast.
Who's an absolute beast. The way you used Jaden Reed is he's probably a little bit more effective in the passing game, in my opinion, like down the field.
100%.
You know, like, they're just a little bit different, but the way they're going to be used in this type of offense, they're going to be put in motion a lot. They're going to be Jaden Reed can get an end around. Jaden Reed can go make contested catches that we saw. So in terms of biggest playmaker, I'm going to go with Jaden Reed. I think it would be best if Josh Jacobs turns into that. But I want to see that happen, right? Off the down year with the Raiders. I love that he's younger. I love that they did something different. I think Aaron Jones, as much as it's going to hurt, I'd rather cut bait too late. Too early than too late, right? Like the old New England Patriots adage. Even though he's the heartbeat, because now Jordan Love can step up into a leadership role. I'll go Jaden Reed. For the poll's sake, who would we say is probably the third best? Christian Watson, I can't put in there because he hasn't been on the field. I guess Dobbs would, but Dante. People, I guarantee, are gonna gonna be overwhelmed by Dontavian Wicks.
So we're saying not the
Wicks has moments, right? He has moments where you're like, that's what elite receivers do, but Dobbs is pretty consistent.
Field. Like, once Christian Watson went out and Dontayvion Wicks started playing more, it felt as if, like, you got to keep this man on the field at all times.
I mean, fellas, the hard thing is that Watson's been hurt. When Watson is playing, he's so effective.
He was the best playmaker in 2022.
He is so effective. Ben and I yesterday were talking about MVS and how in one season, Christian Watson didn't even play a full season and surpassed anything that MVS had done in his career as a Green Bay Packer and only playing, like, 10 games and having a 7-game stretch that was absolutely incredible by Christian Watson. Honestly, a lot of people can probably argue, if healthy, if this hamstring injury is cured, the Green Bay Packers offense is going to be dangerous because we already know the rapport that Jordan Love and Christian Watson have created with one another, where it was to a point where, like, he's throwing to him like he's Davante Adams. He's targeting him too much. Christian Watson.
I don't like the way you said that they have rapport. Because I think they wanted to have rapport.
Well, okay.
They didn't have it.
They were maybe trying to force me, but I think that's because of in practice they've been able to work together in the past before, and he knows how special Christian Watson can be. So when healthy, Christian Watson has a pretty high ceiling. So the only issue is the health thing, but I think when we go into next year, if Christian Watson plays all 17 games, he'll end up being the number one receiver for the Green Bay Packers next year.
What do we think, Chris? Who will be the Packers' best playmaker in 2024? I say we go with Josh Jacobs, Christian Watson, and then Jaden Reed, and then we'll go other.
Other right in?
Yeah. I mean, we're already getting Tucker Kraft, Petey Pablo with Malik Heath. No thank you, but I like that he's a great big blocker. And Wicks by Josh. So in the 920, that is, not Josh DiMaggio. So there's going to be a ton to react to. I want to get to break here, and I want Brad to talk about Carbliss because I'm a little parched, so you're going to make me even more parched probably.
If you're parched, it's a Friday. Look no further than Carbliss. That's because Carbliss, as you know by now, it's got everything that I want in alcoholic beverage. I know that. I've been drinking it for some time now. Carbliss, fastest growing brand, private brand in the Midwest for 2023. That's right. That means it is catching on. Everyone that's trying it is liking it. You should be next if you haven't done it yet. That's because Carbliss, it's guiltless. No carbs, no sugar, no gluten, 100 calories per can, less carbonation, just enough to parch or to quench Ben's and my thirst, but not so much that you're going to get bloat, so you feel good when you're drinking it. Made right here in Wisconsin, which I love. So you're able to drink and enjoy it without the guilt, but man, those flavors, upon your first taste, you know what I'm talking about. The fruit flavors like raspberry, cranberry, pineapple, and lemon lime, and the classic tot cocktails, like it's made right in front of you at the bar between margarita, Moscow Mule, Mojito, and Paloma. It is so good. I'm already thinking about 502. When the show's over, I'm heading right home. I'm going right down to my basement. I'm grabbing a Carbliss. I've convinced myself to go have a Carbliss. I don't need much convincing, though. So if you're looking to find a ready-to-drink cocktail, look no further than Carbliss. Liss is more. Find them online and at retailers near you.
We've got it up on Twitter. We'll have you answer. Who will be the Packers' best playmaker in 2024? 800-990-3776. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to argue more for Christian Watson. Just stay healthy, and I think it could be him. That's next.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good
night. Look, if you missed it, Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills was traded, leaving what is the fourth or fifth highest dead cap hit. The highest ever for a non-quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, like $31 million. And so it gets you thinking, right, as the Bills look to revamp their offense, maybe get a little younger. They have Josh Allen as their quarterback. Kyle and I had a discussion yesterday when Brad was out. Davante Adams, right? Sure, they have Davante. Everyone's doing Davante or the young guys. And it gets you thinking, right? Like, as we put out the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN, just about 14 minutes ago, 100 votes in, Josh Jacobs, 37%, Jaden Reed, 50%, Christian Watson, 8%, and then 5% say other. And then Steven chimes in. He says Wicks, even though I'm a big Bo Melton fan. David chimes in and says Dobbs. So the write-ins are not even on the actual poll. And then I get a text, Tucker Kraft. I get a text, Malik Heath. We even talk about Luke Musgrave, who lacerated a kidney. Played.
He's dead on his feet.
Musgrave stayed on his feet.
Musgrave stayed on his feet.
So we could have a lot of conversation on if you'd want a number one wide receiver or not. The difference is now they're not going to trade for a T. Higgins, who's not even like a true number one. Maybe could be outside of Jamar Chase's shadow. But like, this is where the Packers are going to go, and I think it's exciting. I really do. Wicks, Heath, Kraft, Melton, Dobbs, Watson, Reed, Jacobs, Jordan Love,
it's,
Musgrave.
It's amazing for a quarterback who is not going to discriminate to his favorite guys, right? Aaron Rodgers would sometimes do that. He would have his connection with Jordy, have his connection with Adams. Whoever it is, I'm going to get you the ball. Jordan Love just throws to the open guy. So when you got a bunch of guys that can get open, that becomes very hard to stop.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I barely hit on it a little bit, but I've said it a couple times. When Watson went down, Wicks had to step up. But when Watson went down, and Kyle was talking about the rapport between there, it felt like he was trying to force it to Dobbs, or to Watson, rather. And when Watson was down, it just became throw the open guy. And I know everyone's like, well, when you have a number one, you can use the double team to open other stuff up. I think Matt LaFleur is really happy having a bunch of different options that he believes in that opens up the entire field.
I think he is. And because there's so many guys that are capable, we're sitting here today on April 5th of 2024. We have no idea who's going to pop. We've seen a lot of the potential in some of these guys, but they're all first or second year starters, and they have a long career left. Most of these wide receiver ones, Davante Adams, Jordy Nelson, those guys weren't necessarily marquee guys right out of the gate like Justin Jefferson was, or some of these guys that come in right away. You could have something on your hands where you have two wide receiver ones on your rookie contract in a year or two. So they have spread their bets out so much, and there's so many capable guys around them. It's a platter for Jordan Love just to be able to pick who's open and pick who he wants to force it to that day.
As we reflect back on what this 2023-2024 kind of playoff season went for the Green Bay Packers, and the transition year, we should call it, as we transition from a legendary quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, this season could only have gotten better if the Packers won the Super Bowl. But other than that,
thank you, Kyle.
No, I'm serious. This season, that is the only way the season could have gone better. You had an opportunity to find all these different weapons. Think about this. In the 2021 season, we complained about the fact that Aaron Rodgers ain't really had too many people to throw the ball to. We talking about Alan Lazard was somebody that Aaron Rodgers had depend on in his last season as a Green Bay Packers quarterback. We couldn't sit here and put a question out and ask, who is the best offensive weapon outside of Jordan Love, and have five or six different names that we're talking about. Packers Nation isn't dumb. We're loyal fans. We know what's going on with the team. The fact that we're talking about a tight end in Tucker Kraft, who's probably going to be the second best tight end on the roster that got drafted in last year's draft. The fact that we have four different wide receivers that we are contemplating for being the best offensive weapon for this team. The fact that we got rid of Aaron Jones and got Josh Jacob, who has shown he is a bona fide NFL star, led the league in rushing only two seasons ago. This is a plethora of weapons. We have so much at our dispense as a Green Bay Packer offense. We should be happy about this. So, yes, we're going to try to figure out who the second offensive weapon is, but we have so many guys that have the potential to actually rise to that occasion and be the second best guy. So, we can talk about this all we want, but I literally am smiling from ear to ear just knowing that the Packers have so many different weapons at the disposal for Jordan Love.
Well, and the Packer culture is very healthy. We can agree that this team is young, they are hungry, they are for one another. And generally speaking, you don't get a ton of disgruntled guys coming out of Green Bay. Now, you throw in a wide receiver one, I would say at least half, maybe more, of the bona fide wide receiver ones bring some diva. They bring some selfishness. They bring some give me the ball or else. That'll stir the pot. I hope that these guys remain as humble.
You said
and
more than
eager.
Half? I'd say all. All wide receiver ones.
Yeah. I mean,
whether they do it outwardly or you know, like tantrum wise or inside
the
locker
room.
Diggs
is a clear one of that.
You know, and kind of just shut down. Like, I don't know if you want that.
I for sure don't want that.
If you have a wide receiver one, let's be honest, right? If you have a wide receiver one on this team, pick one. Anyone.
In the league?
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson.
Put Justin Jefferson on the team, right? Justin Jefferson is so good that he's going to demand the football. And the way that Goody wants to grow this team, it's going to stunt the growth of the guys of, I would even say, like, you know, Jaden Reed. How does it fit in, right? And obviously, this is a hypothetical because you have to give something up to obviously have a guy like that. But then you're looking at Justin Jefferson more than letting the offense develop in a way where you're able to have more options.
The argument for a wide receiver one is that they're so good that it's worth it. It's worth the baggage. And with this situation, because that there are so many mouths to feed, and they're all pretty satisfied with letting the other guys excel in different games, I don't think it is worth it. Because a lot of times you would look at a roster and be like, we got no receivers. We got no one that can run routes. We got no one that can catch a ball. We need a dude. We need a playmaker for our quarterback. So it's worth all the baggage. I don't think that's needed in this team.
No, it's not needed in the league. When you think about it here, what's more important, a number one or having a lot of threats? And when you look at the teams that made it to the Final Four last year, I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown, definitely very good, but they had a nice complimentary tight end, and the rookie that they had, the guy that you had
LaPorta.
Sam LaPorta, who was absolutely good. But then you look at the other team, Juwan Johnson was the stud against the Green Bay Packers. He's the one that put us out. You know, look at Baltimore's team. Those guys can barely catch a dang cold out there in the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, they had Travis Kelce, but it was other guys who stepped up and made great plays. So it takes a full team effort right now in the NFL to win a Super Bowl. How many Diva superstar wide receivers are winning Super Bowls right now?
It's a really good question. I mean, Travis Kelce, even though he's not a wide receiver.
I mean, he's a tight end, a talented tight end weapon. He's a really good weapon, but I mean, his quarterback is incredible.
Yeah,
and they got rid of Tyreek Hill and still won.
You'd say Tyreek Hill. Cooper Kupp is, but he's not a Diva. Cooper Kupp just...
But he's not... Elite. I mean, last year he was... dog water.
But when they won the Super Bowl, he was amazing.
He was really good, yeah.
But he didn't demand the ball.
Mm-mm.
He was part of the system.
Mm-hmm. Just like Puka was part of the system. So my whole point is this, is that a number one star receiver does not equate to championships. That's not what the formula is. And that's what Goody understands. So that's why him having all these different weapons is something that's positive for this team. We don't need Christian Watson to be Justin Jefferson. We don't need Jaden Reed to be, Justin Jefferson. We need those guys to understand, run your route, get open, look for the ball, be good for this team. I want the same energy Jaden Reed had towards seeing Aaron Jones. I want everybody to have the energy for each other.
I'm not going to lie. Having this conversation, I would take, like, there's not many wide receiver ones I'd take over the crew of what they're building. I don't know. Justin Jefferson might be the one where I'd be like, yeah.
It's pretty nasty.
I used to be like you. I used to be you. And then I was once blind. But now I see. The Packers don't need that. I see the Packers don't need to have that type of top-tier number one wide receiver. We don't know that fully yet. Yes, we do.
It's a big if. If they take a step forward. If these guys collectively take a step forward. Yes, Kyle?
What did CeeDee Lamb do? What happened? What happened against the Packers and the Dallas Cowboys?
He got Jaired.
We knew exactly early on, and when they started arguing.
He got dacked.
No, for real. But we knew
he
early on. He sure did. In the first half, when him and Dak were having communication issues and they were having those conversations, the game was over because Dak didn't have anybody else to throw to, and he had the pressure of CeeDee Lamb. They knew they had to get the ball to CeeDee Lamb. If they wanted the offense to actually work, they had to get CeeDee Lamb going. The Green Bay Packers don't have to get Jaden Reed going. You know how I know that? Because Jaden Reed didn't do diddly squat poo against the Dallas Cowboys. It was Romeo Doubs who stepped up in this game. Luke Musgrave stayed on his feet and scored a touchdown in that game. The Green Bay Packers are showing that it is truly a team game.
You know, this is the one time, and maybe I'm failing as a radio host, that I'm just going to back off and not really push the envelope because Kyle's made some pretty good points here.
Well, look at that. He's
wow.
Looking.
How about that?
What are you doing? What? How did you all of a sudden just realize, have that epiphany?
Just for this segment.
Just for this record. Segment. Yeah, yeah. Behind. You finally opened up your ears and started listening.
No. I've always listened. A lot of times say a lot of jargon.
I am the voice of Packers Nation and KBN Nation.
I think Ben just wants his phone back. He's trying to soften you up.
Give me your phone. Talk about I need to text my baby mama. Nah, give me the phone.
You didn't tell us how our show is protected.
Oh, yes, I sure do. And his phone is protected. Your house and your car can be protected when you work with American Family Insurance. And American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. And since 1927, they've been committed to making life better with outstanding home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. So insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. Continues next. this Friday on your way to enjoy a nice happy hour, go home to see the family. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. We are Kyle Bruss and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776. Having a conversation around the wide receiver room. You know, I think we all are in agreement. We believe. We believe in what Matt LaFleur has put together, slash Goody, because a lot of these guys are Goody products. Matter of fact, all of them are Goody products, which is good. I mean, the turnover from Ted to Goody is here now. It's the last one is what, Kenny Clark? Pretty sure.
Think so.
And we're the team is the youngest average age, lower than last year.
And speaking about that, I'm wondering about, we're talking about, you know, should the Packers go get a wide receiver one? How many of the guys on the current roster will be eventually wide receiver one capable?
I think Jaden Reed. I don't think Dobbs is wide receiver one capable. Like, Wicks is intriguing from a lot, like, you know, three years down the road type guy.
Because the Packers are in a circumstance where there could be zero, there could be like three.
I would
think
say
about that.
Three max. Mm. I mean, Watson has the potential. We saw it with Rodgers in 2022 in a five-game stretch. He was awesome. But obviously we know he's seeing hamstring specialists, and without him being healthy, he can't be that.
I'm sorry, I can't focus.
What's wrong?
You guys lasted all of 30 minutes without your dang phone. I'm sorry. Brad said he wants his phone back. You're a little sneak. First, he kept your watch. And then I gave you your phone so you could text your baby. She needs me.
So we were doing an exercise.
She needs me. And then you didn't even try to give it back to me. She still needs me. And Ben full out gave up already.
She still needs me.
This is ridiculous. I want to be like the Gen Z.
Sorry. So for those who missed it, the Gen Zs, there's a subset of them who are trying to go to flip phones and those Nokia phones.
And we got the audio here, too, from that segment when we did it on KB and the Academy. Here's what Brad had to say about
Yeah, let's hear what they said.
That's exactly the point. They're reclaiming their freedom. They're pushing away their smartphone and saying, you know what? Life is not about a smartphone. I'm going to live life beyond it. So I'm envious of them. I would like to think that, yes, I could have a dumb phone and that just texts and calls, and that's it. That would be, I think about how freeing that would be. Whenever you get that report of how much time you spent, how much screen time you spent, isn't that depressing when you've spent, you know, 20 hours on your phone for a week?
On average,
sickening.
A person with a smartphone spends 5.5 hours a day on their phone.
Yeah, that's so depressing. How much...
That was Brad today.
You're so depressing, aren't you, Brad?
Here.
Take your stuff back.
Just give back.
Can I have it back, please? Huh? Can I have it back,
take
please?
Your stuff
I
back.
Want it. Oh, I feel so much better now. I feel much better.
Are we allowed to rip on Gen Zs now?
Yeah, no, you can't say no. You can't. Listen, okay, maybe you can rip on Gen Zs, but nothing that y'all say that comes out y'all mouth, I don't believe it. Sitting here thinking that you could do something. You didn't last at all. You didn't last. Yeah. Y'all tried to play me at first. I'm too nice of a guy.
Sorry that we care about our spouses and want to get back to them as soon as possible.
Oh, baloney.
It's not about us. It's about them. But all the people trying to get a hold of us, we can't deprive them.
And how many times have we been on these airwaves and your girlfriend after the show goes, you know what, Ben was right. Or, you know, oh, you should be more like Ben.
Mm. Not what she said. She said, oh my gosh, you're too much like Ben. That's the problem. She wants to be more like that guy.
Well, here's your opportunity.
No, thank you. No, thank you. You know what?
Did I lose some respect in your eyes how desperate I was for my phone and watch?
You did. And you know what? I almost said, I'm going to not look at my phone until 5, and then I realized, no, I'm not going to play that game.
I'm going to admit, it feels better having it in my hand right now. I feel better.
So,
I do.
You guys are pathetic.
All right, you made it very
more
clear.
Complete.
Yeah. Just be
a part of me was missing.
Yeah, you were pathetic because you talked the big game and literally you lasted 10 seconds. Nobody likes that. Nobody
You're
likes a minute
this
man.
Very hard for me right now, Kyle. Let's move
That's
on.
What she said.
Chris, I'd like to move on to Jordan Love, who was mic'd up enjoying a game out in L.A., a Dodgers game. Look, we don't get a chance to get inside the mind of QB1 in Green Bay. Let's get inside the mind of QB1 in Green Bay. Here's Jordan Love having some fun.
I played baseball until middle school and I stopped playing. Yeah, once the pitches started getting faster, I was like, shoot. Oh, ooh. That's the easiest one right there.
I ain't gonna lie, I froze up. I seen that. I said that better not be coming over here. I'm not catching that.
Oh. That's what I like. Stealing bases right there, that's my stuff. That's exciting. Oh, yeah, that wave picking up now.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm going to get up in it.
Oh, nice.
Hey. I need to see a home run. I got to see one. Are you watching March Madness game? Bro, Caitlin Clark is nasty. She played like Steph Curry. But believe it or not, in college, in the summertime, I used to be umpiring baseball games. I would literally be out here umpiring baseball games. I'd be getting cussed out by parents.
What age level, though?
It's like 8 to 12.
Really?
Yeah, he's 8. What they say, tie go to the runner, ain't it?
Time for the seventh
inning. There we go, there we go.
Led by Dodger Stadium.
That is your QB1, Jordan Love. And I have many takeaways, but I want to go to Brad for his.
Oh, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, it's good to see a little personality, a little bit of looseness out of Jordan Love. He's always on. He always says the right thing. It's fun to see him, you know, slip a curse word in there and talk about
oh,
how
you
he,
like that.
Yeah, I do like that. If he's on his own time and he's at a game, he might as well be able to speak how he wants to speak. He speaks correctly all the time. Him umping 8 to 12-year-olds in college, that was a revelation. That
That's
was pretty wild.
Actually, because I can,
you
I
know
can
what,
see it.
You know what made me sad about that? Is we have somebody who was an umpire, maybe still umpires baseball games for Little League.
Who?
Jesse Nelson.
Oh, Jesse Nelson is not
umpire. He's an umpire.
Wow. I can see it. Strike one. Yeah, you're out of here. Good job, kids.
Jesse's such a dork. I don't want him to have anything in common with Jordan Love. It makes Jordan Love less cool.
Can you imagine Jesse? Because those parents are crazy. Like, legitimately.
Sir, you got to settle down over there. I'm doing my best.
Imagine you guys call him the hall monitor. Imagine him having some power over some little kids at a baseball game. And parents, keep talking. Keep it. Hey, coach.
Let me dust off the plate really quick. I dust off the plate.
You already know he's strung out and mad on power.
The count is 3-1.
He has fun with it.
I'm sure he does. Welcome back to the United States of America, Jonathan Brust, my delusional brother of the South. Welcome into Kyle Brust and Ortman.
I don't know how you make me file. How am I following anything with Jesse Nelson? That is the worst lead-in of all time. Jesse Nelson is. That's also true. Kyle, I will never. I already told you I'm not bringing you to another Badgers game.
Uh-oh.
You became a Marquette fan when I was gone. What is wrong with you, bro?
What is this? Are you protecting Greg Gard as well, or did
no,
I say something about the Bears, or what did
it
I
do? It has everything to do with the fact that
what
he brought you to a Badger football game. You claim to be this big Badger fan.
I
and
am.
Or be a bandwagon fan for a week. He
no,
just likes
you're
loyalty.
A fake fan.
No. You simply adopted the Badgers. I told you, like I told your brother. You simply adopted them. I was
oh,
blue.
No. I didn't adopt
my
the Badgers.
My blood is not red because
of water,
the
bro.
Science.
Blood is thicker than
blood
water.
Is thicker than water.
Yeah, okay. We gonna go in that. You gonna go in that sinking
you know
ship
what?
Of Greg Gard.
You know, just so you know, Kyle.
Be a lot of blood
where
and
were you
water.
10 years ago today? Where were you 10 years ago today? Because I know where I was.
I was probably at home watching the Badgers.
You were probably sitting on your couch watching Ben playing a Final Four, but I was sitting in front row because I'm a true fan and
oh,
I don't like
true
the
fan.
Brother plays on the team.
Right, I will defend my brother here. That not in 2014, but when I was overseas in 2015. In Frank Kaminsky's seat, he sat front row.
Wait, time out. Do you hear what he just said? In Frank Kaminsky's seats. He didn't buy them seats. He wasn't invested in that.
He was so invested that I wasn't even on the team. And the family wanted Jonathan front row.
Family, oh, baby.
Love.
Excuse
me. I would have gladly took them seats
your
as well.
Cousin,
yeah,
you your cousin plays for the Badgers,
for
Kyle,
the
and you
Eagles.
Think that you're a fan?
Yeah, I've been a fan of the Badgers way before my cousin came. He did. Thank
hey,
you,
Kyle,
Jonathan.
Why don't you go root for Marquette's football team?
I wish I would have dumped him a second earlier. He was doing really well until he gave the joke that everyone gives. It's not a good joke.
Yeah, listen, here's the thing. The problem with y'all is this, is that y'all so connected to the organization because you got the coach FaceTime and you had courtside seats because you was blood. A real fan is going to have courtside. A real fan is sitting up top because that's
you're
all
right.
They could afford.
You're not a real fan. You didn't even come sit up at the top. There's 80,000 of those seats and you didn't find your way to Dallas. And by the way,
I was in grad school.
His wife was 8 months pregnant and they came down to Dallas and drove all the way from Chicago.
Oh, wow. They drove.
There is blood.
Come on now. They got more money than that. They drove down and he made the poor woman.
I mean, when you have six.
That's an uncomfortable
months,
ride.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they have
pregnant?
What's called the Brus Bus. It's a 15-passenger conversion van.
No, they
and
do
they're
not.
Known around town as the Brus Bus.
Yeah, they're probably known around town for a lot of things.
What you mean?
I'm just saying. If you got that, I mean, I'm mad at your brother right now.
Just because he got you?
Public call out.
Yeah, he came at me for no reason. It's not my fault that they're loyal to a loser.
Religion Hamilton crosstalk next, but first. Potawatomi Casino Hotel, 2,000 square foot video wall. I see people in the chats, in the text, telling me how they're placing bets. Ben's same game parlay will be later on. 200 TVs. I mean, 2,000 square foot video wall. They're going to have everything you need. Everything you need. Expanded food menu. Opening week is less than a month. May, opening week of May is like a month to less than a month from now, and you'll be enjoying Potawatomi Casino Hotel and everything they have to offer. We will be there late April. Can't wait to get back there. You know I love me some slots. You know I love me some craps, some blackjack, some roulette, some Willy Wonka slots, some sports betting, Ben's same game parlay. I love it all. Potawatomi Casino Hotel, paysbig.com. Light up those senses. Religion Hamilton, up next with us.
Your sweet, sweet love you, love you, love you.
What it is. It's time to get in the game with the Underdog Fantasy Sports app, a pick'em fantasy game where you win real money and it's easy to find in your app store and even easier to use. Let me tell you about my experience playing Underdog Fantasy and picking my Brew Crew. It's so easy. Total bases. That's what I'm picking right now. 0.5 total bases. 1.5 total bases for Christian Yelich. That's it? Yep, you know I picked the over, and I hit big. I won $100+ on Easter. I got my picks in for today. I'm trying to win $272 as well. That's all you have to do. I put in 20, I can win 272 with the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. You pick two players, you pick at least from two different teams, higher or lower, and if your picks hit, you can win up to 100 times your money. Sign up today using promo code KBN. That's promo code KBN, and Underdog will match your first deposit up to $100. Make sure you get in the game with the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. Must be 18+ and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
It's Kyle Brustendortman across ESPN Wisconsin, and joining us on 100.5 ESPN Madison from 4 to 6, typically Rutledge and Hamilton, but Colin Russo and Jim Rutledge. What's up?
First of all, fellas, good to hear from you guys again. It's been a little bit. That last segment, I was lucky enough to be in the production studio here making sure it goes on the waves over here in 100.5. And that Jordan Love audio, I was about 5 minutes, no video, just audio of Jordan Love in the stands. Out of context, what the hell am I listening to? There was way too long on your part. You guys let it drag. I'm listening to crowd noise. He's doing like a bunch of oomphs and oh, and get a home run. Like, what are we doing here? That was a little too long, Ben. Wouldn't you agree on that? I'm sorry. I was listening to it. I'm like, fellas, this is 10 minutes of crowd noise at a baseball game with Jordan
Love. You know what? Cut it. We don't need to say it. We know what?
Get him out of here.
We don't need Russo.
Get him out of here.
Cut his mic. We don't need Russo.
Get him out of here.
Kyle, we'll just do Rutledge. We don't need Russo today.
Colin,
it's a rare opportunity.
It's a rare opportunity to dive inside the unfiltered brain of Jordan Love, which you almost never get to see. So we would not deprive our audience of that opportunity.
If I was in the car and I turned on the radio like 10 seconds after you introed that audio and I just listened to the crowd noise and a bunch of reactions to a baseball game in which I cannot even see from a quarterback.
So you don't believe in the power of baseball on the radio with Bob Uecker.
I sure do.
And 620
when you say
WTMJ.
What's going on in the game.
They're not doing play-by-play,
when
man.
When you say what's going on in the game, it's nice. Jordan
Jim,
Love's like,
Jim,
let's,
do you
let's
have anything? Of, Jim, do you have anything of substance to say today or
yeah,
no?
Are you just going to let a little puppet Russo just keeps
I love it. I walked into the studio, the Everlight Solar studio, and Colin immediately was like, this bothered me. Like, immediately just lit me up on it. I said, I didn't hear any of it. I was doing something else. Have at him. So,
what? That's absolutely ridiculous, fellas. It was entirely too long.
Did you
cut it into 30 seconds?
But you're telling me it's not interesting to not know and find out from that audio, slash, not a lot of audio, slash cheering in the background, that Jordan Love umped baseball games like the loser of 100.5 ESPN Madison Jesse Nelson did?
That was 7 seconds.
But could you just tell us that?
That was 7 seconds of the 5 minutes that we listened to that. I think you could have cut it up a little bit.
So now you're a host and a producer.
He's not a producer.
What do you want to be today? What do you want to be today? Huh?
He's worse than me at producing.
This is not turning back on me, fellas. This is not about me as a producer. This is about you guys understanding.
Colin and Rutledge, you guys have 5 minutes to say something of substance before you get cut.
5 minutes?
5 seconds, I'm sorry.
5 seconds. Keep working hard, fellas. I'm happy to.
I can't wait to hear Caleb Williams' thoughts on baseball.
Cut him, Chris. We don't need him.
It'd be more interesting than what the product on the field is, so.
Sure.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams not interesting to watch?
No.
He won't be interesting to watch on the field?
The most interesting thing he did was jump in the stands and crying to his mommy's hands.
Not winning a Heisman? Heisman wasn't
painting his nails is a nice touch, too.
Yeah, he's making more headlines off the field than he is on.
Put some lip gloss on.
Winning a Heisman, which is the best player.
How many Heisman quarterbacks have turned out to be good QB1?
Yeah, Chris Winkie, like, what are you talking about here? A Heisman?
Sick Heisman, bro.
Eric Crouch, huh?
Bears off at 100.5 ESPN Madison next.
Look, I'm already in your feelings. You know Caleb's coming for you. 23-year-old
running his mouth.
You know Caleb is coming for you.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. With me, oh yeah.